You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Huge upgrade sale coming up June 22nd to 24th. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to have all sorts of free food and additional savings. $1,500 on trucks, $1,000 on SUVs, and $750 on cars. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Today, Paul, I want to talk about the benefits of doing specific exercise combos and then how often you do it, rest time, etc. So I guess let's start with single movement max lift. What's the benefit? How do you do it?
Okay, so Gregor, a good example of that would be like doing a max deadlift or a max squat, that kind of thing. So that's where you would you'd warm up with a sub-max weight, maybe with about 50% of what you're lifting, and gradually build it up where you're getting very close to lifting your max weight or 2 to 3 reps of your max weight, or close to your max weight. So the benefits of that would be really to stimulate the muscle groups, the fast twitch muscle groups that allow you to build strength in your body. They put a lot of tension on your tendons and ligaments. So the really you're going to get joints stronger, you're going to get muscles stronger because you're activating all the fast twitch muscle fibers. That's really the benefit of that. And you would want to take about 3 to 5 minutes rest between sets for those so that you're fully recovered so you can lift near your maximal loads.
Now, when you say max lift like that, then you rest 3 to 5 minutes. But how many reps should a person do?
Yeah, so what you'd want to build up. So what I would do is warm up with maybe a weight that's 50% of your max for about 10 reps, and then gradually add weight so that the last 2 or 3 sets where they're called your working sets, you're doing a weight that you can probably do maybe 3 reps, 4 reps, and that would be complete failure where you wouldn't be able to complete a further rep. So you want to be getting close to your max lift. You could even experiment every once in a while. You don't want to do it every time because it is very stressful in the body, by doing a maximal lift to test yourself. So then that way you can then reset the percentages of weight you're lifting if you're getting stronger week after week. So I would say a load that you can handle for 2 or 3 reps is all you can do.
Now, what about same muscle group combos?
Yes. So a same muscle group combo would be something like, for example, if you did some chin-ups, and then right afterwards you would go and do some sort of like barbell rows or dumbbell rows of some kind. So if you did a combination like that, what you're doing there is you're working very similar muscle groups, the back muscles, the lats, the biceps, that kind of thing. So what you're doing there is you're really ensuring complete breakdown of the musculature in those areas. So you're getting a lot of localized muscular fatigue. So the benefit of there is really you're going to develop hypertrophy. You're going to develop muscular size because you're breaking down muscle tissue and it's getting thicker and stronger while you're resting. So if your goal is to build size, you'd want to be doing some sort of combination sets like that. Chin-ups for about 8 reps, maybe some barbell rows for about 8 reps. So you're not using quite as heavy loads as the single movement exercises, but you're lifting about 70 to 80% of your max, and you're doing 2 exercises in a row, and you're going to take about 30 seconds to 60 seconds rest in between.
Paul Blackis from Custom Fit joins us now. Opposing muscle groups, benefits, combos, and how much rest do you need?
Okay, so that was an example of that would be working your chest muscle groups, like say doing a bench press, and then maybe doing the opposing muscle groups, like doing a barbell bent over row afterwards. So here, you're not working the same muscle groups like your chin-ups and your rows. You're working opposing. So here you can use a little bit more weight. Before, if you did chin-ups, you're not going to use quite as much weight in your barbell rows because you're a little bit fatigued from the same muscle groups beforehand. But here, you're not using the same muscle groups, so you can use a little bit more load. So you can get a little bit more stronger, but plus you can also save some workout time because you can do one exercise followed right afterwards by the next exercise because you don't have that same localized muscular fatigue. So you can get more movements in, and you can use a little bit heavier load closer to your maxes too compared to the same muscle group training.
Now, when it's opposite muscle groups, you mentioned you have less rest time in between just because you can benefit from it. And now when you do that, do you do like 2 to 3 combos in a row and then you rest? How many reps? Is it still, sets? Are we doing 2 sets, 3 sets?
Yeah.
Is there a benefit when you do more sets at all?
Yeah, well, you know what? It depends on the person because, as you get a base of strength developed, and you build up a level of fitness, the more experienced you are, the fitter you are, the more volume you can handle. So I'd say if you're kind of just starting out, maybe all you can do is two groupings of that exercise. Maybe you got to do like a bench press and a barbell row, and you do only two sets of those. But then maybe you can build up to three or four, and then a beginner might be able to do maybe one more combination like that. For example, like push-ups followed by a single-arm dumbbell row. A more experienced person can maybe do groupings of three or four movements before they get completely fatigued. So it depends on how much conditioning you have and the strength that you have and how much tolerance you build up to the volume. So the more volume as you get stronger and bigger and more experienced.
Now, I want to get quickly, because we have a lot of questions coming in about this from people wondering. Now, when you do a max lift only once a week for one body type, how often do you have to rest?
Yeah, I would say that would be for the, if you're doing like, I wouldn't even say if you're doing it for the same muscle group, like say, for example, squats, I wouldn't recommend doing it every week for sure. I would say maybe once every month. But yeah, you could do it for your squats. You could try it for your deadlifts once a month, for your bench press once a month. But you don't want to do something like that weekly because it really wears down on your body. You want to lift near your max, about 80 to 90%, but not near all max every week.
And then if you're looking to benefit muscular endurance or cardiovascular systems, then the full body circuit stuff, is that the best?
Yeah, that's great because there you're lifting about 65 to 75% of your maximum lift. And what you're doing there is because you're not lifting a heavy weight, you're doing more reps. So the reps would be higher, somewhere between 10 to 15 reps. Then what you can do is you can go from one movement to the other. So say, for example, you do some dumbbell squats and you do 10 to 15 reps of those. Then maybe from after that, you do a set of chin-ups. Then after that, maybe you do a set of lunges. Maybe that after that, you do something on the ball, like some pikes on the ball to work your core. Because you're just working different muscle groups, you can go from one movement to the other. And because you're not lifting maximal loads, you have the tolerance to go from one movement to the other. And the benefit there is muscular endurance, cardiovascular conditioning. You get a lot of caloric expenditure, too, if you want to keep your body fat levels down, too.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of work done in the same workout. It's good for general overall fitness.
Paul, as always, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, have a great day.